and it likens it to Christ and the church. So there's no question and why Paul is making a reference to, I have beguiled you to one husband, talking to the church at Corinth. What he's saying to the church at Corinth is this: you as a church are the bride, and I, as the apostle Paul to the church, have espoused you to one husband. That husband is Christ. He didn't want the church of Corinth stepping out on their husband, her husband, by getting involved with another religion. Everybody understand that? That's a very key thing you got to see there. He's telling the church of Corinth that he wants the church of Corinth to stay a chaste virgin because she has been espoused to one husband, and that husband is Christ. That's the thing he's trying to say. Now look at the example that he uses. Now I'm going to go back and read verse 2 again. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now, watch what he says in verse 3. But I fear, here's his fear. This is the example. We're talking about Christ and the church. So here's the example that he uses. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtleties, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Then the example that he uses of a woman not being a chaste virgin to her husband